The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 7th of November, 2008. It's the birthday of Albert Camus, born in Mondovi, Algeria, 1913. Grew up in a working-class family. His father was killed in World War I. His mother worked as a cleaning woman. She could barely read. The family lived in two rooms, had no money, but a grammar school teacher prodded the boy toward a university education. He studied philosophy in Algiers, tended goal for the university soccer team. Camus wrote later, "All that I know most surely about morality and the obligations of man I owe to football." 1940, he moved to an Algerian town, Oran, where he spent time on the beach. One day saw a friend of his get into a fight with some Arab men, threaten them with a pistol. Soon afterward, he worked the scene into a novel called The Stranger, which became his most famous book. The Stranger was published in 1942, followed by a collection of essays, The Myth of Sisyphus, and in 1947, his novel, The Plague. Died in a car crash in 1980, driving into Paris. Albert Camus, who said, "The writer cannot put himself today in the service of those who make history. He is at the service of those who suffer it." And today is the 90th birthday of evangelist Billy Graham, born on a dairy farm near Charlotte, North Carolina, in 1918, who began his evangelistic career in Los Angeles, 1949, in a bunch of circus tents, crusaded against communism but also opposed segregation, and became friends with Martin Luther King, Jr., and refused to join the religious right's moral majority, saying, "I'm for morality, but morality goes beyond sex to human freedom and social justice." Here's a poem for today by Scott Owens, "On the Days I Am Not My Father." I don't yell, I don't hold inside the day's supply of frustrations. My hands stay open all day. I don't wake tired and sore, dazed from senseless, panicking dreams. On the days I am not my father, I hold my son. When he cries, let him touch my face without flinching. Lie down with him until he falls asleep. Realize that just because he has a sharp tongue, just because he's sometimes mean, just because he is smarter than me, doesn't mean he'll become my father. On the days I am not my father, holding you is enough until holding you is no longer enough for either of us. I listen well. I let things go unfinished in an order I didn't plan. My mouth is relaxed. My teeth don't hurt. My face stays a healthy shade of pink all day. On the days I am not my father, I don't fill the silence with my own irrational rants. I don't resent the voices of others. I don't make fun of you to make myself feel better. On the days I am not my father, I don't care who wins or loses. The news can't ruin my day. I water plants. I cook. I laugh at myself. I can't imagine living without my beard, with my hair cut, without the fear of looking too much like my father. On the days I am not my father, I romp and play. I don't compare myself with everyone else. The night is always long enough. I like how much I am like my father." A poem by Scott Owens, "On the Days I Am Not My Father," from his collection The Fractured World, published by Main Street Rag Publishing Company. and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.